Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in Isaiah 61 and 62. We'll listen to our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, on Isaiah 61, and Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Isaiah 62. So let's begin with our guest reader, Denise Washington Blomberg, on Isaiah 61.
Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks, foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord, they shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore in their land they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before the nations.
Isaiah 62.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land, married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. All the day and all the night they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest, and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his mighty arm,
I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary.
Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken.
In my personal Bible reading journal of 1991, on these chapters I wrote concerning chapter 61, proclaim liberty, proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. In 2001, 10 years after 1991, I read these chapters with other chapters, but I didn't have any specific entries concerning these two chapters. So we move on to my journal in 2011. There I wrote, Jesus reads 61 verses 1 and 2 in a synagogue and declares he fulfills Isaiah's words. Then I wrote, I pray for a double portion as referred to in 61 verses 5 through 7. Bless me that I might bless you. So let's look at these words that open chapter 61 of the book of Isaiah, the words that Jesus read when he opened the pages of Scripture in that synagogue. These verses say this, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And there Jesus stopped reading, right in the middle of a sentence. The rest of that sentence says, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn, and the sentence continues. Why did Jesus stop there? These passages are prophetic. The book of Isaiah is prophetic. It's prophecy. So in Jesus' first coming, he fulfilled the verses that he read. But he stopped at this particular place, remember? It says, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. That is the second coming of Jesus. So Jesus only read the part about which he was fulfilling when he was here on earth as he read that portion of Isaiah. Amazing, isn't it? He stops right in mid-sentence. I had the privilege of visiting that synagogue that Jesus read these words in. I actually stood there in Israel and read the very passage we're reading right now as Jesus read it in that very synagogue. By the way, it's not a mega church. It's a very small place. But to read the very words that Jesus read in that place was a powerful experience for me. In my journal, I also referred to the double portion offered in chapter 61, verses 5 through 7. So let me read that. That again is the second time that Jesus comes. And the verses say, strangers shall stand and tend your flocks. Foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God. You shall eat the wealth of nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. Again, those are for days to come, the second time Jesus returns to the earth. But I said in my journal then, I would like a double portion of your blessing today, Lord. And wouldn't we all? And in chapter 62, the Lord reminds us that Jerusalem will be here in the end. Verse 1 says, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, and her salvation as a burning torch. Verse 2 continues, the nations shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. On to verse 6. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set a watchman, all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest and give him no rest until he establishes Jerusalem and makes it a praise in the earth. Yes, Isaiah says, Jesus came, he proclaimed those words himself, and he will come again. And Isaiah also proclaims that Jerusalem is where Jesus will come and where he will reign on earth. We can shout the hallelujah. Isaiah's prophecies will come to pass. Are you ready? Are you ready for the day of the Lord? Are you ready spiritually? If the day of the Lord came today, would you be ready to be captured up in the arms of your Savior Jesus? If not, might I encourage you to have a little prayer time with the Lord before this day is over. Lord, we thank you for prophecy. We thank you that you read, you verified the book of Isaiah when you were here on earth by reading these very passages that we just read today. And those verses came true as you read them. You said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." So the other prophetic words of these chapters will also come true. We look to the day, Lord, when you come again. We look to the day when you reign from Jerusalem here on earth. Until then, Lord, continue to instruct us in your word. Continue to teach us how to live until you come again. And in that day, we will greatly rejoice and give you all the praise. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen.